President Joe Biden announced what he described as a historic donation of crucial new air defense capabilities to support Ukraine's defense against Russia.
The commitments outlined by Biden include four Patriot anti-missile batteries. The U.S., Germany, and Romania will each supply one, and the fourth will be assembled from components provided by the Netherlands and other NATO members, according to a joint statement. Jim Kender reporting.
The United Nations reported that a massive explosion at Ukraine's main Omadid Children's Hospital in Kyiv, which killed two people and injured over 50, including seven children, was likely caused by a direct missile strike.
Analysis of the video footage and an assessment made at the incident site indicates a high likelihood that the children's hospital suffered a direct hit rather than receiving damage due to an intercepted weapon system, Danielle Bell, head of mission for the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine, stated during a briefing in Geneva via video link. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Russia has issued an arrest warrant for Yulia Navalnaya, the exiled widow of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
The country accused Navalnaya of participating in an extremist organization. A court stated it had approved the request of the investigators and decided a preventive measure in the form of detention for 2 months. Limited information about the charges was disclosed. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Attorneys for Hunter Biden have withdrawn their request for a new trial in his federal gun case.
Hunter Biden's legal team had argued in a filing last month that his convictions should be vacated because the trial commenced before a circuit court formally issued a mandate denying one of his many pretrial appeals, an argument disputing the mechanics of the trial rather than the merits of the case. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Senator Bob Menendez's attorney labeled the government's case as cherry-picked nonsense during the closing argument, asserting that Menendez's actions were lawful and normal.
Gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash found by the FBI in Senator Bob Menendez's home were not given to him as a bribe, a defense attorney insisted during closing arguments in the New Jersey senator's federal corruption trial. The defense also aimed to highlight weaknesses in the government's case. Kyle Norris reporting.
A man hiking in the Grand Canyon died after being found unresponsive over the weekend, marking the third death in the national park within the last 3 weeks.
A 50-year-old unresponsive male hiker was discovered on the Bright Angel Trail in the Grand Canyon, about 100 feet from the trailhead on Sunday, according to the Grand Canyon Regional Communications Center. Bystanders began CPR while emergency personnel responded to the scene, but efforts to resuscitate the hiker were unsuccessful. Kevin Sanders reporting.
No criminal charges will be filed in connection with a fatal National Guard helicopter crash that occurred near the United States-Mexico border in March.
The Starr County Sheriff's Office in Texas has concluded its investigation into the March 8th incident involving a UH-72 Lakota chopper assigned to Washington, D.C., S. Army National Guard. No criminality was found, Major Carlos Delgado of the Starr County Sheriff's Office stated. Lawrence Keller reporting.
A 14-year-old boy was bitten on the leg by a shark while attending a junior lifeguard camp in Florida, according to a local official.
The teen was diving into the water when he landed on the shark at Ponce Inlet in Volusia County. The shark bit the boy on the right calf. The teen was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening lacerations, Jenkins said. Witnesses reported that the shark was a black tip, which is common in the area, Jenkins added. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.